Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bill.
All right, away we go here on a Friday, August the 2nd. And yes, August the 2nd, as we had football. We had something that looked like football. Actually... Yeah. Well, it's like football, but it was different. It was more like organized activities. But bottom line is we had something to bet on. And if you'd listened to us, well, damn it, we made it rain for you. And we plan on doing that even more as we get ready and to embark on an NFL season. Want to welcome you in here. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Thank you guys for making us a part of your day. We've got we'll get you caught up with what happened last night. Both in the NFL Game 1 Hall of Fame game, but also Major League Baseball. Had some very interesting games, some favorites that were clearly better than other teams yesterday, but there were some dogs that came barking last night, and there are some teams that are now looking at an uphill battle. They're not doing themselves any favor in the playoff race. August 2nd, still a month to go in Major League Baseball for the season. However, there are teams heading in the one way where the future looks bright, a la New York Mets, and there are other teams that you go, oh boy, a la Milwaukee Brewers. So we'll get you caught up with all of that. But Dane, last night, listen, we had football, man, and like it or not, I know it wasn't great, but you know what it was? It was football. It was exciting. We had, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. It was funny having it on in the background, man, and hearing, hearing it for like the first time going like, wow, we've got ourselves like football. I can hear Al Michaels. I can hear Chris Collinsworth. I'm like, this is awesome. Yeah. And then, of course, after about 10 minutes, I'm like, ooh, this is preseason football. This is definitely preseason football. But it was... It was fun to watch, and wouldn't you know it, it wouldn't be football season. What better way to start football season than with a hashtag damn it torn ticket, which is exactly what happened for those of you that were holding and backing the Atlanta Falcons last night. Congratulations. You had to deal with you were up 10-7 with about a minute 15 left to go in the game, and then a deflected pass goes right into the Denver Broncos receiver hands, and they win 14-10, covering the under hit. It would not be NFL season. It would not have signaled it without a hashtag torn ticket to start the season, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. Morning, Joe. Morning, degenerates. Let's cock-a-doodle do it here on Make It Rain. I got to tell you something, Joe. I am sitting literally on the edge of my seat for the last minute of the damn Hall of Fame game, okay? Mm-hmm. And you talk about the tip pass, but, like, the whole series was hysterical, okay? Truth be told, full transparency, I had a parlay of Broncos money line and the under, okay? Right. And so I was feeling – so it's 10-7, like you said, right? It's 3rd and 11. On like the 14-yard line. And mm-hmm. and I'm saying Collinsworth is like, they're gonna go for it on fourth down no matter what. And I was like, no, wait, right. If it's 3rd and 11, like kick the damn field goal. You got 3 timeouts. I'll get out of here. I'll get out of Dodge okay. Then right. then what they do is they get it down to like they convert. All right, so I'm like, oh, it'll be 1st and goal on the 1. We're good to go. But no, then there's a penalty, right? And then I'm like, oh man, but it's a penalty. So maybe they'll kick the field goal for the tie, right? And then they – I'm like, okay, maybe – and then it's, 4th and 14. They're going to go for it still? Now mm-hmm. I'm screwed. What are they doing? They're not playing like a real game. They got 3 timeouts. Right. They should mm-hmm. tie it up and try and get the stop. Why aren't they playing this like a real game? What the hell? Oh, it's the Hall of Fame game. Okay. And then 4th and 14 – but then they complete it on a tip pass, and I go up 14-10. So it was like, you know, just the swings, you know, in the last minute and a half. And I'm literally, like, watching this because I got a parlay on it. And it's the last – you know, it's right. midnight, and it's the Hall of Fame game. My fiance is like, babe, it's the Hall of Fame game. And, like, I thought you said it's 5th stringers and it's really sloppy. I was like, yeah, but I got action on it. You know? So – and it feels good to be yep. in that place again.
It really, really does. It was nice to hear, you know, the Michaels Collinsworth voices. Didn't even have to look at the screen. Just being able to hear it in the back there, it was fun. We also, listen, there wasn't a whole lot to take away there yesterday other than, you know, we got to look at some rookies from both of these teams and what they can do. So the football wasn't great, and we told you it wasn't going to be great. But what we did get for the very first time was a peek at the new Let's Challenge pass interference. Right. We got our very first pass interference challenge last night in that game. And I can tell you this, it didn't get overturned. But the one thing that stood out to me is that how quick the challenge came, the answer came, and play resume. So almost to the point where if you had gotten up to take a leak or go grab a beer and you walked your way back into the towel, you might not have even known there was a challenge going on. I was really impressed with how fast they were able to flag out. Okay, great. Go over, get the answer, come back and get back to football. And if that's the way it's going to be, if they're going to be able to do it that quick, they're not going to hem and haw about this. And they're going to make it that quick, that decisive. I think we're going to be okay. I mean, obviously the first one, but I love the way they handled it last night, Dane.
Yeah, so what I thought was interesting, because, you know, they had, like, Al Riberon in the booth or whatever, you yes. know, how they have, like, former officials, and the language they were using I thought was interesting, and I wanted to hear that. And what they said was, is it, like, clear and obvious, and that's the standard for replay, yep. but the terminology they used was to impede the progress of the receiver. Mm-hmm. And right. I think that is going to be a new phrase that NFL fans need to know. Impede yep. the progress of the receiver. Kind of like, you know, making a football move is a term we all now know, right? You know, when it comes yep. to some of these gray areas of the rule. Impede mm-hmm. the progress of the receiver. And what exactly mm-hmm. does that mean? Because, you know, and what does that mean versus, say, another term in football, incidental contact? Yeah. You know, yes. I think they're going to need to really norm what these terms mean because it is still subjective, this mm-hmm. call. And so I'm really interested to see how referees interpret impeding the progress of the receiver. But you're right, it was quick. You know, though, Joe, I'm on the side that I think this is Pandora's box. I don't think they should do it.
It added exactly 2 minutes and 45 seconds to an unwatchable game anyway. I'm okay with that. As long as it ain't taking 15 minutes, get the call right if you can make it that quickly. But that's only one. We got plenty more to go here, too. So we'll talk about the upcoming preseason schedule. We'll do that next year as we make it rain.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, here we go on this Friday. I can't believe it. August the 2nd. It's time to make it rain. Just like last night, had an opportunity for a little shower last night in the NFL preseason game. Number one Hall of Fame game is what we were looking at. Congratulations, those of you that either money line laid to 2.5 points or, in fact, took the under. All good ways for you to be able to profit in a preseason game. And we want to go ahead and stress it. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Once again, here for the next 4 weeks, we're going to keep stressing this, guys, that do not look at preseason football at maybe as unwatchable as it might be at times, and it certainly was last night, doesn't mean there's not an opportunity to profit. So it's not strictly for degenerates. It's not, you know, we're not a bunch of homeless dudes sitting on the corner of the street panhandling looking for spare change. Like, there are honest-to-goodness edges that can be had in the preseason that are not able to be had during the NFL season. And listen, there are guys I know. In fact, I was talking to one of them yesterday, Bill the Crackman. Bill Krakenberger was telling me he doesn't bet the NFL season. He bets props during the NFL season, but he bets more preseason than he does regular NFL season. And his reasoning, I thought, was interesting, Dane. He said, listen, I have edges in the preseason. I don't in the full season. Once you get to the NFL season, first of all, the numbers are so sharp that, you know, he bets a lot of college. He loves college for that reason, because There's a lot of holes in the college odds making business there, because not everyone's watching University of Buffalo play. So there are edges there. But his point was, listen, the regular season NFL props have a lot more edges. Player props have a lot more edges than in the actual game. And the numbers are so damn sharp. And if you don't get in right away at the right number, it's a pain in the butt. So he focuses strictly on the preseason. And again, that should tell you everything you need to know. If the pros are going, guys, this is where our bread is buttered, like this is free money. They almost look at it like, all right, good. No public money. No, we're dictating the line. So congratulations. We'll go ahead and take the 4-week preseason. We'll go ahead and take the money. And why not, Dan? If the pros are doing it, why not you?
Yep, I think that makes complete sense. And let me try and break it down, like, to the public out there in layman's terms, right? It's an information issue, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, in the NFL, okay, figure it this way. The casinos, the books, they've got, you know, whatever their staff is, right? However many people it is, doing all this research, figuring it out to understand what the best numbers are to hang, right? They have to do that in the NFL about 32 teams for 16 games. Right. In college football, they have to do this for like 320 schools and like 150 games. It's just straight up easier to do this for 16 games as opposed to 150. You know what I mean? So like to have all the information. That's why when we talk about things, Joe, like the WNBA, Ivy League college basketball, you know, these sorts of things like Maction on Tuesdays, right? It's because they just don't have the bandwidth to research it to the same depth. Okay. Yep. And if you think about it, it's similar with the preseason. With the NFL, even with the 32 teams, you got a 53-man roster. In the preseason, you got a 90, a 75-man roster, and you don't know the motivations of this fourth-string guy that's looking to hang on and feed his family, okay, and that sort of stuff. And that creates – it's just a more mountain of information. That's why, even on the DFS side, Joe, I love preseason because you know what I get to do? I get to check out the beat reporters and the practice notes, right? And that's where I could have told you that Ben Kirk was going to get all the snaps yesterday. He was in my DFS lineup, that Brian Hill was looking good at camp and was threatening as a receiver as well. Guess what? He caught a touchdown out of the backfield last night, okay? Mm-hmm. So there are edges because just like you mentioned when the AAF started, Joe, we're almost on even footing with the book in terms of information.
Yep. Yeah, and that's what it's going to be like. Now, this is just one game. Of course, Sunday, you'll get a whole nother round of games, and over the next 4 weeks, you'll have an opportunity to take advantage. Not to mention it gives you a pretty good opportunity to learn a little something about some of these teams, which will only help you as the NFL season progresses. But all in all, one game in the books. Did we learn anything about some of these rookies last night? I think Drew Lock was exactly what Vic Fangio told us he was. He's a kid that, you know, he's got a lot of raw talent, but he's not an NFL quarterback yet. And he missed a whole lot of throws that he probably shouldn't have missed. You had Noah Fant, who was the tight end for the Denver Broncos, who even, listen, either from betting or even from a fantasy perspective, getting to know and check out these rookies is actually probably a pretty beneficial thing for you. And he made a couple of decent catches. He made a drop or two here, but there were some offensive linemen that stuck out there from on both sides, including Atlanta. So there was, I mean, all in all, I don't know that there weren't any real surprises, but I do think the one thing that stuck out to me, Dane, and I know it's got fantasy implications, is the running back situation for Denver. It's crowded to begin with, right? I mean, you've got, of course,
Lindsey,
you got Booker, you got all of these guys, these three guys, none of them played, but yet this kid last night Muhammad, he finished with 50 yards. He had a score on 7 carries, 24 receiving yards. Like, you got to find a place for this guy. Like, I mean, all of a sudden now, they've got themselves some pretty good runners. We didn't see the three guys that were on the team last year, but I loved what I watched from this kid out of the backfield in Denver in that game.
Yeah, Muhammad had a nice game, and they've been saying, again, going back to the beat reporters and the practice reports, that this is not the first time. Like, he's been getting buzz in camp. But here's the thing, honestly, Joe, it does not change the top of the depth chart, right? You got Philip Lindsay, who was a revelation as an undrafted free agent last year. You got Royce Freeman, who actually was like their second or third round pick last year, the running back out of Oregon, and they like him this year. You mentioned Booker. I actually don't think Booker is really in the rotation. You know why? Because yesterday or early this week, the Denver Broncos signed Theo Riddick, who was cut by the Detroit Lions also. So that even further clouds this, even for a guy like Booker, let alone a guy like Muhammad. Okay. Yeah. And what this means for me, I really think that the signing of Theo Riddick compromises Philip Lindsay a little bit, okay? Because Freeman is the bigger back, the in-between the tackles back. As you know, Lindsay was a little scat kind of guy. And if they thought they still needed to bring in Theo Riddick as a pass-catching kind of back, it compromises what I think is the opportunity for Lindsay. I am bumping Lindsay down in rankings. If there's a full three-back committee, none of them really stand out. That really compromises the value of all of them.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of running backs. And again, I think that's a small window into why it is maybe some of these teams feel that they can just pluck running backs from anywhere and get anything. It's
$15 million a year. Yeah.
Yeah. You give you a good shot. But I mean, the good news is, listen, they are so young. Even Devontae Booker is only in his fourth season. Lindsay and Freeman are in their second season. This kid, Muhammad, the reason I like him too, especially if you're a Denver fan, is this kid can return kicks. And if he's returning kicks and he's returning punts and he's doing that type of thing there, there's going to be some value. But they got some running back options there. And, you know, you flipped it over on the defensive side there for Denver. Pretty much, I think, from the defensive position of both of those teams last night, we got exactly what we thought. Two defensive-minded head coaches. They weren't throwing out exotic blitzes, but I think what we see is both of those defenses from the second level, those linebackers, they got some speed and athleticism, man, on that team, man. Those guys from Atlanta and Denver, sideline to sideline guys, they're flying around the field right now.
Yeah. And that's what we need in the NFL these days. Yep. I remember at the draft, we talked about that. Devin Bush, Devin White, sideline to sideline. In this passing league, that's what linebackers are. They're not run thumpers anymore.
Yeah, it's going to be a different NFL. Looking forward to seeing some more of these games. We'll tell you about what happened in Major League Baseball. Suspensions came down. We'll tell you who's getting them. Brawl. I'll give you a brawl next here. Make it rain.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid's Tailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Full-time fantasy.
The bullpens there in Seattle was crazy because Seattle basically has traded all the relievers. Could you imagine now? There are people who have stashed Hunter Strickland for a month, 2 months, because we knew that he was on his way back from injury. And now Strickland is on the move, going to the Nationals.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round. We never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
All right, might be time to put your money where your mouth is. And go ahead, take a shot. Open up a sports wagering account with FanDuel. It's Jersey's largest sports book. Simply head over to FanDuel.com/grid. You get yourself a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. And it doesn't matter, point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, college or pro sports, you're definitely in control. You may want to head over to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, claim your free wager of up to $500, and do it today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Make sure you check out the website for details. And welcome in here. Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Coming up, 7:40, speaking of making it rain, we've got our good friend Charles Michel, part of the 2SportsInvestors.com group, one of the best soccer handicappers that we have. And this is just another reminder that, yeah, MLS is in full swing and European leagues all getting ready to kick up again. So plenty of opportunities to diversify and make it rain, guys. If there's profits and edges to be had, that's what it is all about. Because sometimes betting baseball, you talk to yourself. The NFL last night, there are already a significant group of people that are holding Atlanta Falcons tickets going, you got to be kidding me. First preseason game already, I got a hashtag torn ticket. Like, seriously? So diversifying is definitely the way to go. Now, we mentioned baseball. The suspensions came down. We knew they were coming for the fight during the week there between the Pirates and the Reds. In fact, all in all, 40 games of suspensions when you tally them all up. You knew Major League Baseball was not going to top. They were going to make a statement. And right, it's interesting. A lot of guys got suspended, and it's good from a standpoint of understand who these guys are, because it doesn't help these teams, especially the bullpens of both the Pirates and the Reds moving forward. Puig, of course, went out with a bang in his final game as a Red. He was one of eight players that were ejected in that brawl. These two teams still play each other, by the way, a bunch of times before the end of the year. The managers, David Bell, the guy that was already thrown out of the game, came back on the field and started throwing haymakers and tackling people. He got 6 games. Here, Amir Garrett has got 8 games, and so does Jared Hughes. Jared Hughes has got 3 games. Now, why that's important is those two guys are really big in the Cincinnati Reds bullpen. And not having those guys for what amounts to be about a week between the both of them there, all of a sudden now the Cincinnati Reds bullpen not nearly as deep as they once were. And you know Puig got three games there. Outfielder Jose Osuna for the Pirates, he's gone, as is Kyle Crick for five games. Clint Hurdle is going to go a couple of games. It looks like the managers are going to start their suspensions right away. You know, two games, okay, congratulations, you'll be back by the weekend. But these players are all appealing. Good luck with that. But when they lose the appeal and they're not able to be available to these teams, Dane, hello, that's an edge. If you understand now, the Reds' bullpen just got worse. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, all of a sudden, their closer who started all of this, the guy that threw it, Keon Aquila, he got 10 games. So now all of a sudden, Pittsburgh's bullpen is not nearly as good. The money, they didn't mention it, but I got to admit, this is definitely an expensive fight. But can I tell you, they play each other again, I think, in another week or so. I can't wait to see what happens next after this. I really can't with these two teams.
Yeah, but don't forget, Joe, three teams had players suspended in this one, okay? Because this was the first ever Major League brawl that had three teams represented. And honestly, that's where I go. This weekend, the Cleveland Indians are hosting the damn Houston Astros and that pitching staff. You know, like, you think Yasiel Puig in the middle of that lineup is important, and I understand he's probably going to appeal, you know, and actually be available this weekend for this set. But honestly, Joe, you know, the Reds, they ain't contending this year. The Pirates, they ain't contending this year. It's the Cleveland Indians, or the one Cleveland Indian that was on the field that I think has the biggest impact to the pennant race here. Yep. Obviously, though, as a sports investor, when those guys do serve the appeal, you're right, their bullpens will be depleted. But don't they have the right to kind of stagger them, Joe, and kind of be like, all right, this guy will sit these three and then these three kind of thing, so that they're not compromised and have like four of their arms out at the same time? I think they're allowed to stagger them, or at least stagger the when they appeal them, you know, so that it winds up falling in different times. But yeah, that is interesting. Remember, so many ways to find an edge, and the greatest ability is availability. But I think it's hysterical because honestly, the biggest impact is to the damn Cleveland Indians, who were only kind of on the field represented.
Yeah. They had a game last night. We were waiting to see how it worked. We told you about Danny Salazar making his first appearance on the mound in a long, long time there. And, he grinded through it. It was probably what you would expect from a guy who hasn't pitched in, you know, well over a year. He gave up a leadoff home run, of course, to George Springer on the third pitch of the game. Here's my takeaway with Danny Salazar, especially guys, those of you that were hoping Salazar would come back and be the Salazar that he was prior to her. Yeah, that's not going to happen because he looked more like a crafty veteran than he looked like the guy that was throwing 97 miles an hour before the injury, which is okay because I think he only topped the gun at about 88, 89 miles an hour last night. Yep. But that's okay because he pitched four innings, gave up four hits, two runs, two earned. Three walks, two Ks, did give up two home runs, but welcome back to the juice ball era. That's okay. If that's the pitcher he's going to be moving forward, against the Houston Astros, I thought all in all pretty damn impressive from a dude that hasn't been on the mound there for quite a while. So if I'm the Indians, if I'm Salazar, I feel pretty good about what that outing was last night.
Except for one other piece that you failed to mention, Joe. The reason they actually pulled him after 66 pitches was because of a groin strain. Okay.
I'm holding out hope. Glass half full here, man. Glass half full.
All right, so the half full part is maybe that's why he topped out at 88 miles an hour as well. Okay, right. That could be it. All right, so I do think and honestly, Joe, this is kind of natural. Here's the analogy I have. Remember Dez Bryant last year, who didn't play for like all year and then got back and in his first practice injured his Achilles, you know? Salazar hasn't really, I mean, he's had rehab stuff, but he hasn't been in the show for a year and a half, and maybe he's going full bore, you know? Maybe, and then boom, you know, something else goes, right? So I think this is natural, and we'll see what happens with the groin issue. We'll see if that's a real deal thing or an IL stint or not, but that is they're thinking part of the reason why he only topped out at 88, 89. So listen, they're depending on him. He was the kind of plug and play in for the Bauer spot. So it bears watching. But you're right. Yep. You know, to get through that lineup in Houston and not get completely blown up is, you know, there's some positives there.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, they are counting on him because they need depth. They got rid of Bauer here, guys. So they got rid of a guy that was going to win, 17 games this year. And you knew you had Salazar coming back. We know Kluber is coming back. And we already know what you're going to have to face from the pitching staff of the Astros. So Salazar was going to be a big part of that. It was good to see him back out there, and it'll be interesting. I think as he pitches more, the arm gets stronger, he'll also increase with velocity. But, the big story to me is don't look now, man. The New York Mets have rattled off 7 wins, brother. And last night we got Wheeler yesterday afternoon. Wheeler, that's right. Zach Wheeler he was on fire. Like he's guys are swinging and missing against him. We know no Syndergaard, Diaz, Wheeler, the names that we heard might not be on his team. Well, they're on this team. And can I tell you, Zach Wheeler looked like a guy that just took a giant crap. And, the biggest relief in the world. He finally looked like the Zach Wheeler we knew he could be. He threw really, really, really well yesterday. And the Mets, 4-0. Here we go again. They're blanking people. Syndergaard, DeGrom, Wheeler. Mats is going today. I'm not saying that this is, but I love the direction the Mets are going. And certainly from a betting perspective, Dane, do not sleep on the Mets from here on out, man.
Listen, they have won 7 in a row, 8 of their last 10. So absolutely. Like, I get that they're hot. Eras of good feelings in Queens. Mm-hmm. I also completely believe that DeGrom, Stroman, Syndergaard, and Wheeler, that's a great 4 arms. Mm-hmm. We know about some of these kids, the McNeils, the Alonzos of the world, right? So, yeah, all that is true. What I'm trying to say, though, similar to what I said about the Giants, Joe, even after right now, they've won 7 in a row, Joe. Right. And when you look at it, they still have the 10th best record in the National League, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
With all this, they're only a game and a half back of the Giants, who are only like 2 games back of the wild card, but they'd have to hop so many teams, okay? And that's the problem for me, not the games back, the amount of teams they'd have to hop. And this is after them playing, 800 ball for a 2-week stretch, which is clearly like the best snippet that they're going to have, It does look nice. I do think it's great to sell this 4-headed monster that you may have going into the future to help build for season tickets for next year and stuff. But I don't think they're going to be able to hop over the teams they can to make a run or make the playoffs. Gabe, however, last night on In-Game Live did put in a futures bet for the Mets for this year.
Well, Liz, you got to understand, I'm sure you have figured this out about Gabe. See, Gabe ended up winning some money on the Mets the other night. So he'll go through a stretch here where it'll be Mets all day, every day, because in baseball, the Mets are one of the only teams that have actually made him money over the last 2 weeks. So he's going to go futures. He's buying
every
Mets
game. They will have an option. They have an edge starting pitching almost.
Yes.
Every
4 games, by the way, 4 games back in the wild card, 53-55. Is what their record is. But if I'm playing the Mets over the next month, be very careful, guys. Be very, very careful about this Mets team.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
On a week-to-week basis, are you not more comfortable with Thomas than Hill?
The most important part of the draft is have a bit of an idea. It just depends on your draft and how you've constructed your team. Do you already have another one wide receiver? Do you have Hopkins? And now in the second round, I'm probably not going to take either of those guys. I'm going to probably take a running back.
I like Tyreek Hill. I'm not going to say that there's no risk involved with drafting him, but his upside is potentially higher than Michael Thomas.
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
All right, welcome back in here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's where we make it rain. That's why it's the name of the damn show. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, thank you guys for dropping by. Still plenty to get to this morning. Plenty of guests, too, coming up. The legend himself, Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. He'll join us next hour, and we'll dive into his playbook. In fact, college football, a little NFL. We'll get his thoughts on the upcoming season, and also a little Canadian football we're going to talk next hour. A little CFL is already about 8 or 9 games into the season, which they play forever. And Andrew McGinnis, one of the best Canadian Football League cappers, his record this year already is just, it's disgusting. It's getting kind of gaudy. It almost looks fake. From sportsmemo.com, he'll also join us next hour. But as we look to continue to have to bust out the umbrellas here, Dan, and we're always looking for our edges and for ways to make it rain, I can tell you this, when it comes to soccer, nobody's done a better job of making it rain on this show than our good friend Charles Michel. At ROI Capital One on Twitter is where you can hit him up. And Charles, listen, there is a lot going on. We know this time of year we've got Major League Baseball, we've got the NFL starting, college football. But you know what? We shouldn't sleep on soccer either, because there is an awful lot coming up in the world of soccer as well. Good morning, Charles.
Morning, Joe. You're absolutely right. There is a large amount of opportunities to cash in these soccer European football field.
Now, Charles, when you talk about we also have MLS, by the way, and I don't want people to, you know, the MLS is alive and well, and I know because you have you know, you've been sending us a bunch of plays over the last couple of weeks, some MLS plays as well, but and they're all cashing. So MLS, don't exactly sleep on what's going on in the world of the MLS right now either. It sounds like there's some definite advantages to be had on the pitch there.
Absolutely. There are weekly advantages to be had. definitely like a couple matches this weekend, but one really stands out is between Atlanta United and the LA Galaxy. Both teams are on a collision course for a high scoring affair when they meet in Atlanta this weekend. Both teams are coming off of multi-goal outputs with more than four being scored in each of their last two outings as well. Plus, Atlanta at home have traditionally been a juggernaut, going 8-3-1 as well in scoring as many as 13 goals of their last three home matches as well. Plus, this Atlanta side, when they have met L.A. the last 2 years, there's been a combined six goals with Atlanta combining for they have produced three on their end as well. So there's been a plethora of goals when these two teams have matched wits together as well. I definitely expect to see another high scoring affair. With L.A. coming in after their big win over LAFC, they stumbled against Portland their last time out, losing 4-0. So definitely they'll have added motivation to pick themselves up off the canvas after that particular output. Plus, Laton and crew are always good for at least one goal during their travels. So that being said, we definitely would like to back the goal output in this particular matchup with the a triple pack, if you would say, a over 1.25 or over 1.5 first half. This could definitely be a 1-1, 2-0, 2-1 type of first half. We'd be close to covering by the first 45 minutes. Then the you can look at the over 3.25 full time. And then a prop that I always love in these type of situations, if offered, is the both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. I can see a 3-1, 3-2, maybe even we could even see a 3-3 type of final outcome when the Atlanta United and LA Galaxy match off on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, thanks, Charles. I completely agree with you that LA and Atlanta can, in fact, score some goals. I want to ask you, because, listen, Charles, I've been following the MLS, and I'm here in New York. I'm a big old NYCFC fan. You may even be able to see the jersey hanging in the back. And if you look at the Eastern Conference right now, NYCFC has played 20 games. Everybody else in the conference, Charles, has played 23 or 24. You know, NYC is technically in fourth place, but only like 2 or 3 points back of the leaders, and they have three games in hand. Like, I think that's a good thing as an NYC fan, but my question for you is, they're going to have now in the next few weeks a lot of these midweek games, two games a week. And I know that in other sports, when we talk about back-to-back games or the schedule, that it actually can be a struggle. Is it like that in MLS as well? Because I know there's a huge story right now around MLS travel, not being able to use charter flights. So what do you think is the road ahead here for a team like NYC with those multiple games in a week? And is that something you take into consideration when you're handicapping MLS?
Actually, the game in hand is what they like to call it. Has actually been an advantage for most teams. So I think that they'll pretty much use that to their advantage. And if you look at NYCFC, they're surprisingly, I think, forced to lift the MLS Cup title at 7-1. So the bookies and the bookmakers are really like this side to finish off strong and take advantage of those games in hand that they have and really make a push and surge up that Eastern Conference platform and really challenge for this spot in the MLS Cup coming up later in the year.
That's it. NYCFC. I see the jersey in the back there too, Dan, by the way. I know.
Yeah,
I know he loves it.
You know, yeah. Joe, we talk about it all the time, right? If they got two games in the week, you know, maybe it's an advantage that they got more opportunities, but they're, you know, tired, dead legs and stuff like that. I wonder if, you know, they win those games or if they're with the B team.
They've got a good rotation. They've got, you know, plenty of depth within their squad. So they're, I think they're one of the teams that can endure that type of schedule coming up as well. So I think they'll be just fine. They stumbled out of the gate, but see it. They have been a really good side. Another team that I've really enjoyed, I don't know if anyone has paid attention, two teams really, is New England and San Jose. You can get New England at 33-1 to win the MLS title. You can get San Jose at 20-1. I know everyone likes LAFC to come out of the West. San Jose's sneaky good, and New England has arguably been the best team in the league. And at 33-1, I think that they would definitely get great value to represent the East in the Cup match as well.
Yeah, see, that's why we bring them on. Nobody knows soccer like Charles Michel at ROI Capper One, part of the twosportsinvestors.com crew. But the game is all over. MLS tomorrow there, 5 o'clock Eastern. Atlanta LAX Gallery, over one and a quarter first half, right? You're expecting like a 1-1, 2-1, maybe 2-0 type of first half in that game, Charles?
Absolutely. Then we'll add on and see a couple more in the second half, finish it off. And I wouldn't be surprised if they get close to the total by the end of the first 45 minutes. Both teams will be on the front foot. Atlanta coming off a loss as well. They'll be motivated to pick up all 3 points. And the Galaxy, the public is pounding Atlanta, so they'll come in as dark forces, and we'll not be surprised to see them lead with a couple as well before the end of 90-plus minutes.
Love that. Plus, both teams to score as a prop. Guys, check it out. Make sure you check over at ROI Capper One on Twitter for Charles. He's always posting great articles, great information. You want to catch up on the soccer world, you want to go ahead and, I don't know, make it rain when it comes to soccer. He is your man. Charles, appreciate the time as always, my friend. Good luck this weekend. And, of course, keep us posted on the soccer plays. Anytime, my friend, you can help us make it rain. The platform is all yours. Thank you, Charles.
Appreciate you, Joe. We have EPL starting next weekend. Best of luck on your investment.
You got it. All right, Charles Michel. That's right. EPL is coming back too. All the Europeans.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we got a lot of that coming there. See, that's what we do. We diversify here on Make It Rain. If there is an edge to be
diversify
had,
the portfolio, right?
That is what we are talking about. And I love how he's thinking,
you know, start going reality TV, it's all
to
good.
One, like he throws out New England at 33-1, and the way they I'm good to go. Instead of betting the Mets future, no, maybe we should bet a little little New England future.
Hey,
over
Joe.
There.
Maybe a homer here, but let me tell you something. This NYC squad is legit. This NYC squad is legit. If you look at the standings, Joe, like literally look, NYC has the fewest losses of any teams in MLS, okay? And they have those games in hand.
Points. And they got the fourth most points, which is crazy.
And they have three less games played, okay, Joe?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, in those four games, they go 2-2. That's six points. They're really the top of the Eastern Conference, okay?
Yep.
You know, so if you think about it with the games in hand or like the amount of points they play, they get per game, they're at the top of the Eastern Conference. And they made some moves in May signing this guy, Hebert, okay? Mm-hmm. He's a Brazilian guy who was playing in Europe, and he has literally really augmented the offense. That they're working to, remember, replace David Villa of all people. But listen, I may sound like a homer, but that team is legit. I'm telling you, Joe. Best offense in MLS, with the exception of maybe LAFC. I would look at their future odds as well.
Yeah, I love this matchup tomorrow. He's talking about too. You got the number one team in the Western Conference taking on the number two team in the Eastern Conference, and both of these teams, like he said, they like to score. So it's almost like going, all right, so I'm going to bet the first five because I've got two pitchers that are gas cans out there. So we're going to go over the total. And that's kind of what, that's the approach he's taking here with this game tomorrow. Atlanta taking on LAFC and expect the goals. And I think in MLS, and I'm looking at some of these differentials with goals scored, goals against, they like to score in the MLS, Dane. They don't have an issue putting the ball in the net, do they?
Yeah, no, look at this. LAFC, 59 goals in 22 games. Right?
Yep.
That's over two games a pop. That's big for a soccer team. Okay.
Yep.
And like I said, also NYCFC 36 goals. That's like fourth.
Where
in
are
Eastern
the Red Bulls, by the way? Where do the Red Bulls play?
Where? In Harrison, New Jersey.
Okay, so the New York Red Bulls are in Jersey, but the NYCFC is where?
Oh, they play at Yankee Stadium. They play in Yankee Stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a weird field construction. It's one of the narrowest fields in the MLS, and they're working to get their own soccer stadium here in New York City, and it looks like they will be building one in the South Bronx for NYC. It's like 5 years on the horizon. Yeah, no, like honestly, Joe, if people come out, I've gone to NYC games. It's awesome. Marching bands, all that good stuff. It's a nice environment. And I've really started to get into it. If nothing else, it's 2 hours. You hop in, you hop out, you're done. It's good to go.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the, that MLS team here in Miami that we've heard so much about over the last, five years. They just can't figure out where they're actually going to put them. But we know they have a team. We just don't. They don't have any place to play down here. So that's it might be another year or so. But they love it, by the way, in Orlando. Absolutely love it. They'll love it here in Miami as soon as they can figure out where they're going to play. So unbelievable. All right. Charles Michel, want to thank him very much, making it rain in the world of soccer. We'll attempt to do the same as we take a look at the NFL schedule moving forward. Coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Congratulations, you've made it to Friday here, August the 2nd. I can't believe that. Plenty going on in the in Major League Baseball, obviously, over the weekend. Next hour, we'll take a look at some of these series beginning, of course, tonight, too, in the Bronx as the Yankees and Red Sox get ready to do battle. Been a very interesting 10 days for the Red Sox. They spent last weekend kicking the crap out of the Yankees, only to spend all week long getting the crap beat out of them by the Tampa Bay Rays. And now they're here in the Bronx and trying to figure out exactly where they can go from there. It's been a very strange, strange year for the world champion Boston Red Sox. But that's all right. Yankees at home tonight. We'll see how that goes. Another interesting headline, Dane, from yesterday. Couldn't wait to get your thoughts on this. There's one thing about Adam Gase I can absolutely say with confidence, that if
you are retired from the NFL, and
yeah,
Adam
buddy.
Gase picks up the phone and calls you, there is a good chance you're going to unretire and come and play for Adam Gase. He did it, of course, with Jay Cutler a couple years ago there when Tannehill got hurt. And he did it again, only this time with one of the best centers that we've seen in a long time here in the NFL. Ryan Khalil retires and he unretires. He just signed with the Jets. What do you make of it, Dan?
Oh, I love it, Joe. In the offseason, remember when I was talking about how I wanted them to get Morse or Paradis, the top centers in the market? Well, they get Ryan Khalil, and they sign him to an $8 million one-year deal, getting him out of retirement. The center was the hole. Jonathan Harrison was supposed to be the hole. Now, Ryan Khalil in the middle. They traded for Osemele in the offseason, if you remember. And I'm telling you right now, Joe, Trent Williams, the disgruntled all-pro left tackle of the Washington football team. You know who knows how great he is? Joe Douglas when he was in Philly all those years, okay? Yep. I'm telling you, I smell something afoot. And if Trent Williams, I think Trent Williams is going to get traded to either the Jets or the Houston Texans because they need to protect Deshaun Watson. And if they can address this offensive line in this way, I think that's why they saved some cap room in the free agency period. I'm all about it, Joe. These things are won in the trenches with a developing young quarterback and a potential generational running back. Yeah, sign me up. Thanks for making the call. Thanks for taking the call, Ryan Khalil. Mm.
Yeah, and congratulations, Joe Douglas, new general manager for the Jets. Your first significant hiring is you took a dude out of retirement. So congratulations. That's not easy to do. And oh yeah, by the way, ironic, Paredes, the guy that he just signed with, the team, the guy he replaced was this guy right here, Ryan Khalil on the Carolina Panthers. So, things are looking up for the Jets offensive line. We'll take a look around the NFL, take a look at some of the training camp headlines. We'll do that coming up here. Make it rain.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.